Watch Pramila Hyapal, Million Private Insurance Workers Displaced Under Medicare for All. By Sean Moran on May 1, 2019. Representative Pramila Hyapal, DWE, said Tuesday that 1 million private health insurance workers will get displaced under Medicare for All. At a town hall at American University on Tuesday, Hyapal said that 1 million private health insurance workers will lose their jobs as a result of her progressive single-payer, government-run healthcare proposal. There are a lot of people who work in the private insurance industry. We have thought very carefully about how we take care of those folks because we think they are very important. And so, there's about 1 million people that we think will get displaced if Medicare for All happens. Hyapal's comments arise as the House Rules Committee held a hearing Tuesday on her and Representative Debbie Dingell's, DME, Medicare for All legislation. The Washington Congresswoman's comment on Wednesday would suggest that her legislation would significantly disrupt the healthcare industry and displace millions of workers and their families. UnitedHealthcare CEO Dave Wichmann warned in April that Medicare for All would have a severe impact on the economy and jobs. House Rules Committee Chairman Jim McGovern, DMA, who backs Medicare for All, claimed Tuesday that Americans will not lose their health care, doctors, or hospitals in a message reminiscent of former President Barack Obama's infamous claim that Obamacare would allow Americans to keep their health care plan. People aren't going to lose their health care with Medicare for All. You would actually get to keep your doctors and go to the hospitals you currently have. The only difference is that you wouldn't deal with insurance companies, McGovern said. During the hearing Tuesday, Mercatus Center scholar Charles Blas said that Medicare for All would cost $60 trillion over the next 10 years, $38 trillion of which would include new federal spending. Blas mentioned that doubling individual and corporate income taxes would be insufficient to finance even the lower bound of the $32.6 trillion in new federal spending. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.